Nope.
Hey, baby.
Oh, nothing. Just kind of daydreaming. No, I should be doing something. Just staring out the window. No, it's so pretty. Just watching planes go by. No, not like B.O.B. Ideally, nothing like B.O.B. Personally. Thank you. I really appreciate it. How did you know? Yeah, no, I know. It's because I should be drinking something and I'm not drinking anything. Oh, thank you for this as well. No, I could see without them. I just didn't know where they were. It's the worst. Losing your glasses when you need your glasses, it's the worst. I mean, my vision's okay, but it's just like, when I have to look for my glasses, my vision's so bad. Yeah, I was just typing on the computer, though, so it wasn't like I needed my glasses. It's only when I have to, like, look far away. Yeah, but I appreciate it still. Makes looking at these airplanes way nicer. Yeah, it hasn't been anything interesting. It's been, like, a couple Southwest flights, a Delta, maybe an American or something. Probably an American, yeah. I don't know. I think they're heading north. So, I don't know. I'm just going to spitball and say that Delta's going either to Atlanta. It's probably going to... That Delta's definitely going to Atlanta. The American, maybe DFW? I don't know, unless it's flying closer, but... I don't know where the Southwest flights are going. Southwest, who knows anymore? We don't fly Southwest. Yeah, it's like that vacation blues, you know? Yeah, you're just like antsy to get up and go again. No, I'm. It's not that I'm unhappy to be home. Of course I'm happy to be home. I'm just like, you know, you still have like a lot of get up and go energy inside of you. Yeah. Oh, I would love that. I would love to do a road trip and stay with you. That'd be so much fun. Just something to get out of the house. But I have to like, you know, I can't do that anytime soon. I have so many other things I gotta do first. I mean, yeah, but it's not like that. I mean, it is and it isn't. Yeah. I don't know. After being in the house for a year, like, cooked up, it's like, oh, we can go out and do stuff now? Yeah, it's nice. It's nice that we're vaccinated. It is really nice. I mean, that would be great. I would love to do that. Oh my god, when's the last time we went to Disney World? Oh, too long. It's been too long since we went to Disney World. Oh my god, I was so sad. I mean, I was proud that Gronk did it, but I'm like, Tom Brady, you should have went to Disney World too. You know? Whenever you win the Super Bowl, you have to be like, I'm going to Disney World. That's like the classic thing. Gronk did it right. Gronk gets it. Oh, yeah, we should totally go. I mean, we're vaccinated now. We have to like wear our masks and stuff still though. Which is fine, I mean. Oh, that's so good. So good. Yeah, I mean, I'm all for it. I would love to do it. It'd be so much fun. Have a little bit of a road trip. Sit in a hotel. Like, hang out with you for a couple of nights. Yeah, no work, nothing. Just us. Oh, maybe. That's kind of a bucket list thing. Maybe, I don't know, I'd love to do that with you. Oh my god, that would be so much fun. Oh, I'm being serious. I would, oh my god, that'd be so much fun. Because we never do that when we go. Oh my god, I would love to do that. Because our favorite thing is obviously seeing the animals in the safari. So like, we should stay at that hotel. I never think about it. I never contemplate staying there. That would be so cool. Is it Jumbo House? I don't think it's called Jumbo House. We got to look up what it's called. But whatever it is, we should totally go. I'm all for it. That'd be so much fun. That'd be so much fun. Oh. Yeah, no, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. So our planned days. If you can figure out what days it would be and what on all that kind of good stuff, I'm like 1,000% up for it. Yeah, no, totally. Oh, it'd be great. It'd be such a great mini vacation for us. Well, I would, all I would ask is that we pack super light. Baby, I'm not... One suitcase for both of us. Not a piece, just for both of us. I know that's hard. I'm aware, but that's why I'm like, one suitcase. We're not doing a 3-4 suitcase deal for 4 days, okay? No, we're not doing it. We're the weather is gonna be hot. That's it. So, you know. No, I know, but we're not gonna go anywhere fancy, so you don't need like heels. And you don't need like cold weather stuff. So like you just need one suitcase. It's like 4 days. Deal? So like one suitcase? That's my only contingency. As long as we have one suitcase, I'm totally up for it. You're like nickel and diamond me like I'm an airline. So no, you can... Okay, fine. One suitcase and a carry-on. That's my final offer. All right, deal. You shake on it. I'm going to hold you to it. Well, no. Yeah, give me your pinky. There we go. If you break this, you lose your pinky. That's 100% why. That's what pinky deals are. Yeah, if you break a pinky agreement, the other person is legally allowed to take your pinky. I'm not sure how. I mean, you could ask maybe. They could probably do it surgically with like anesthesia, so it's not painful. I'm pretty sure Yakuza just take it with a knife. So yeah. Pinky agreements are Yakuza. It's a Yakuza deal, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's all about honor, and pretty sure they take the pinkies. No, I'm totally making this up. I don't know. There's no truth in this at all. I mean, maybe there is. I know that they totally take fingers though. And that's like a sign of like it's penance. You gotta like give a finger up. So that's why I'm extrapolating. That's where pinky deals come from. Maybe, who knows? Certainly, I don't. Okay. I appreciate it. Yeah, because it made me stop daydreaming, and now I can go back to working and focusing. I appreciate it, baby. I love you. Thank you for the drink and the glasses. I appreciate it. Yeah, start planning and packing, because I know it's going to be hard for you to whittle down to one soon, guys. And a carry-on, yeah. Okay, I love you too.